Welcome to the Surf Pro Coaches Show. I'm Breck Riley. In a moment, we'll be speaking with Kosciuszko Whippet,
head football coach Casey Orr,
right here on the Surf Pro Coaches Show on Breezy 101.
When an electrical shortage in your office causes extensive smoke and water damage, or that musty odor indicates you might have a mold problem, you need a lot more than just help cleaning up. That's why Surf Pro Northeast Deltalands is the authority when disaster strikes. We offer all the cleanup and construction services to take your home or business to good as new and as soon as possible. So no matter what happens, there's just one call you need to make. Call Surf Pro Northeast Deltalands at 662-289-7473 to see how we can help you back to like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
And welcome back into the Surf Pro Coaches Show, the first one of the 2022 season. We have Whippet's head coach Casey Orr joining us as we get set to talk about Whippet football. And before we get into anything about this season, you know, we'll kind of talk about how off-season practice went for you, coach, and kind of getting the practice season going here in the fall.
Yes, sir. During the summer months, our kids work hard. We're up there June and July, 3 days a week, and our guys put in a lot of time, you know, in the off season, getting prepared for the upcoming football season. And, you know, we had a lot of kids that I think there was 24 days that they could have made all total, and if they made 21, we would buy them cleats. And I think we ended up with right around 25 or 26 kids that made those days. A good number for us. Proud of that. Had some good 7-on-7 scrimmages during June. Thought that helped us out a lot in getting us prepared for this upcoming season. And then really used the month of July just try to get in shape, get them conditioned, get them ready to go once August rolled around and we could get going.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about your coaching staff. You know, I know it looks very similar. I think you might have one or two new ones out there coaching with you, but for the fans, you know, just kind of refresh their memory on who's coaching on the sidelines with you.
Yes, sir. It is pretty much the same staff. We've been very fortunate since we've been here to keep everybody together, and I think that goes a long way with building a program is having some consistency among your coaches. But our offensive coordinator is Wiley Rhodes. This is his third year here. He's been here the whole time with me. Coach Cates, Jonathan Cates, is my defensive coordinator. Also been here all 3 years. Wade Moore is an offensive line coach, and Hogan Briscoe does the O-line with him as well. Both of those guys have been here all 3 years with me. Coach Briscoe is a Kosciuszko guy, and so is Coach Moore. Coach Kirk Penix and Coach Jake Ressler do the defensive line for me. Coach Wrestler is the new guy to the staff, the new addition. We lost Eddie Duncan off last year's staff, so we replaced him with Jake Wrestler. He's a young guy fresh out of college, so he is the newbie to the group, but we're glad to have him. Coach Dalvin Williams does linebackers, and then Coach Greg Cooper does our special teams, does all the kicking for us. So I feel like we got a really good staff, guys that work hard and really like Kosciuszko, and Kosciuszko means a lot to them. Got several guys that are Kosciuszko people, so I think that means the world to me as head coach to have those guys that have the ties to the community and know that it really means something to them.
Yeah, and anyone that's been following along with football, they know about the field construction going on out there at the Talley County Fairgrounds, so you've kind of been displaced a little bit. And so talk about, you know, having to move the practice field and how all that is going, you know, shipping the kids over to where you're practicing and everything.
Yes, sir. We've kind of had to make do, which that's fine. We've just been telling ourselves when it's all done, it's going to be really extremely nice, and we got to just keep looking ahead to that moment. It's been some frustrations along the road, but our kids are resilient. They hadn't really let it slow them down much, and we've been practicing over by the old Jack Post factory. Mitchell Metal, I think, is operating out of it now, but you know, they were nice enough to let us do that, and we appreciate that greatly. So we take 90 kids every day over there, and we have our practice, and then we bus 90 kids back, and it is got its obstacles, and mainly it's just making sure you got enough water and everything over there, because we don't have a active water source there. So if you run out of water, practice is over. So we got to make sure we have everything prepared, and just getting equipment back and forth been some of the biggest obstacles, but it really hadn't been bad. It's run pretty smoothly, and like I said, doesn't much seem to affect these kids. They just go to work and appreciate that, and appreciate them, you know, being committed to it that way. So it's not been bad.
Yeah, you normally leave a chin strap or a mouthpiece. You can run up to the field house and get it. This time you
kinda... The Whippet truck is loaded down with anything and everything you can think of. We got a cart in there that we've got crammed full with whatever we could think of. And our right-hand man, Thomas Dodd, you know, he keeps it ready to go every day, and and gets us prepared and has all our stuff ready to go, does a great job for us. So, it is some trial and error. You figure out, hey, we shouldn't have done this or we should have done this, and you get it fixed, and the next day is better. So that's just kind of got to go with the flow.
All right, Coach. Well, we appreciate you for being on, and, hey, we'll talk to you tomorrow night in the pregame show.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Join us again next week for the Serve Pro Coaches Show on Breezy 101.